Good morning. Thank you for joining 611 Bread of Life Christian Church for our morning devotions today for June
19th.
Good morning. Thank you for joining 611 Bread of Life Christian Church for our morning devotion for June 19th, 2013. Today, Pastor Joshua will be sharing from Luke 18. My name is Elizabeth, and it's my pleasure to serve you this morning. I hope you'll be blessed. God's kingdom has come amongst us. It's in the midst of us. Today's theme in Luke 18 is talking about entering into the kingdom of God. And how do we enter into the kingdom of God? The Pharisees were asking the question, when will the kingdom of God appear? When will it come? Actually, is this a question that needs to be asked? Actually, this is a question that the disciples were asking as well. So, will you revive Israel at this time? Whoever was concerned about this, no matter if it was the Pharisees or the disciples, they were all concerned about this matter. But it seemed like every time Jesus answered them, he wasn't really concerned about the timing of when the kingdom of God would be here. So in chapter 17, verse 20, the Pharisees asked them when the kingdom of God would come, and Jesus replied, "The kingdom of God does not come with your careful observation, nor will people say, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is,' because the kingdom of God is within you." So, to Jesus, he wasn't answering when it would come. People always want to know when. But Jesus said that the kingdom of God is within you. And in verse 22 of chapter 17, he said to the disciples, "The time is coming when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. Men will tell you, 'There he is,' or 'Here he is.' Do not go running off after them." So Jesus was talking about the day of it with his disciples. But with the Pharisees, he was saying, "The kingdom of God is within you." But to his disciples, he was saying, "The kingdom of God is neither here nor there." He was just talking about how the Son of Man would be revealed. So when Jesus was answering the question to the Pharisees and to the disciples, what he was stressing on was not when he was coming, but how to enter into the kingdom of God. Because Jesus was already in the midst of them. When Jesus first stepped into his ministry, he already said, "The kingdom of God is at hand." And he says, "When I cast out demons, the kingdom of God has come among you." To Jesus, the kingdom of God was already there. So the question that the Pharisees and the disciples were asking, they were saying, "When will the kingdom of God come?" Actually, the Pharisees and the disciples, there's a difference between what they were talking about, what Jesus was talking about, and what they were talking about. The question that they were asking is like a political kingdom. But what Jesus was talking about was a spiritual kingdom. Political kingdom is not what Jesus was here for. He's not talking about a kingdom that was here on earth. But the kingdom that he was talking about was based on truth. It was a spiritual kingdom. But the people were asking the question about a political kingdom. Jesus never answered the question of when. What he said was, "The kingdom of God is within you. Don't say it's here or it is there." Actually, the kingdom of God is a kingdom of truth. And it's everywhere. It's in our hearts as well. Because this is a spiritual kingdom, and it's a kingdom of truth. And so we need to know how to ask the right question. Actually, the question that the Pharisees were asking was a political question.
A
kingdom
upon
earth. But the kingdom that Jesus was talking about wasn't something that was here on earth. It was a kingdom of truth. And in the end, that this whole kingdom would come upon the earth, that all these people would live according to this truth. That the will of God would be here on earth. That the kingdom of God would be here on this earth. That it would be here established on earth. But it's not in terms of doing it through the political means. But it was through the truth. And it's through salvation. Amen? So Jesus here, in chapter 18, he's talking about how to enter into this kingdom of truth. This is spiritual. This is a reality, a kingdom of reality. Because the kingdom on earth will pass away, but the kingdom of God will never pass away. The kingdoms on this earth will be shaken, but God's kingdom will never be shaken. What Jesus wanted us to do was to enter into this kingdom. So let's look at chapter 18. So I'm going to separate it into three different sections. The first one would be from verse 1 to verse 14. Verse 1 to verse 14. And here it's talking about prayer. And behind prayer, and it's about the Pharisees and the disciples. So in order to enter into the kingdom of God, prayer is very important. Why do I say that? Because verse 1 to 8, so there are three major sections, but I'm going to divide it into a smaller section. So the first section is prayer, and it's about disciples and Pharisees. And the first part, verse 1 to 8, is talking about the prayer of the disciples, and then verse 9 to 14 is talking about the Pharisees' prayer. And so in verse 1 to 8, Jesus teaches the disciples how to pray. He says to always pray and do not give up. And then he gives a parable about the judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him. And this widow here, it represents the disciples. And this judge is representing Jesus. So he was saying that to the disciples that when you pray, that you should not give up. And when you pray and you feel like God's not hearing your prayer, and just like this widow, this judge was not even listening to her, plea. And so the widow went to him and just prayed, to plead, and says, grant me justice against my adversary. Actually, this adversary is representing the enemy, our enemy, the kingdom of the enemy. We're living under the oppression of this enemy, the devil. But we need to be like this widow, and we need to ask the judge, who is God. But this judge was not acting in her behalf, but because she kept pleading with him, that he finally gave in. And the Lord says, listen to what the unjust says, and will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones, verse 6 and 7, who cry out to him day and night, will he keep putting them off? So people who enter into the kingdom of God, those who are chosen that come into his kingdom, no matter if they're disciples or other people, we need to have this same kind of cry, which is a day and night. Do not give up. And you almost always must keep praying. And when we keep on praying, God will hear our prayer. Because this judge here, he did not fear the Lord. He did not fear God at all. He wasn't a good judge. But he would still give justice to this widow. So how much more so would God give justice for his chosen ones? So he says, see that they get justice and quickly. And when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? So in order to enter the kingdom of God, we need to be a person of persistent prayer and not give up. And actually, this is faith. God wants us to use this kind of faith to pray. And this kind of prayer, you don't give up when you don't see the answer to your prayer. You just keep on and you believe that God will hear. Even this judge here, who was not a God-fearing man, he still gave justice. So how much more so that God would give? So those who have been oppressed by the enemy, we should continue to pray. Do not give up. Do not be dismayed. Just keep on persisting. So there might be some oppression in our lives. Maybe places where the gospel cannot be preached so freely. And maybe brothers and sisters are being persecuted or prevented from doing that. But we must continue. Do not give up. Keep praying. It seems like as long as we keep praying, that the oppression is still there. But as we continue, but then will not God bring justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? So this kingdom of truth will come. And it will come and will become thicker and thicker. And to a point where there will change will come. And this is the time when God will see that they get justice. So it's not a matter of when God's kingdom will come. It's not like all of a sudden the Roman Empire will come to an end, the oppression. But God's kingdom has already come. If there's no conflict between the kingdom of earth and the kingdom of heaven, it's two different things, because one is a spiritual kingdom and one is a political.
But
So we'll come to a point where we can take hold of this kingdom. And when we do, that the enemy will depart from us. Because when the Spirit of God comes in, the enemy must leave. And all of this oppression that is above us will go away, and we will become, we will gain more and more blessings. So we need to have more faith to grab hold of this. And he says, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? So we need to ask ourselves, we might be like the Pharisees and disciples that say, when is your kingdom going to come? But Jesus is going to ask us, when I come, will I be able to find faith on earth through you? He says, will he find? It's long for. So he's longing for to find somebody of this kind of faith. Just as he said of the centurion, you have great faith. So he's trying to find someone just like the centurion, how he says, I have not seen great faith as much in the whole of Israel as I found in this man. But God wants to find this same kind of faith in us. And this is found in when we pray. So when we come into God's kingdom, we need to have a prayer of faith. And how is the prayer of the Pharisees? They are self-righteous. And they look down on others. And they think they are so good. And the prayers of the Pharisees He stood up and he says, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men. I'm like robbers and evildoers, adulterers. I'm the best. But the tax collector said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. So the tax collector's prayer was one of humility. But the one of the Pharisees was full of arrogance. So when we enter into the kingdom of God, we need to have faith, but we also have to be humble. And those who are humbled will be exalted, and those who are exalted will be humbled. So when we enter into the kingdom of God, we need to pray, but we need to have a prayer of humility. So this prayer has to be one of faith and of humility. If you have financial need, you really need to continue to pray. If you are in the midst of despair, if you're in the middle of despair, you have to keep on praying. You need to know who your target is. You can't be like this person who doesn't fear God. But you need to know, you know that the person who you're praying to is not this unjust judge, but you know that who your target is, who you're praying to is God, who is full of justice. And He has His will and His way. He's not going to wait for you to suffer a lot. Like last night, when Pastor Poon was talking about the passage of Lazarus. In this passage, speaking about Lazarus, how come Jesus didn't go and see Lazarus right away? Right? Like Martha and Mary went to go find Jesus, but Jesus didn't go immediately to see them. He waited 2 days. Isn't that right? He didn't go right away. He waited 2 days. So we would think to ourselves, say to ourselves, well, Lazarus didn't die yet. Because at that time they said, the one who you love is sick. But Jesus said, this is for the glory of God, but it's not going to end in death. But he kind of waited for 2 days. He went to eat a buffet for 2 more days. So he waited until he died. And when they were all sad, and then Jesus went. And then he made a miracle so that his power would be revealed. You think it's like that? Actually, it's not like that. Actually, when he came, Lazarus was already dead. And when Jesus heard about it, Lazarus was already dead. But then Jesus stayed 2 days longer. But when he went, he was already in the grave for 4 days. Do you understand? So he was already dead. But Jesus didn't immediately go right away because he wanted to build up their faith. He didn't say, oh, wait until he dies and then I'll go. So Jesus won't say, oh, I see someone dead and I'm not going to do anything about it. But this is when Jesus saw that the one that he loved had died, he was sad. Okay, let's come back to today's passage. When we come to God and cry out to Him, but God hasn't answered us yet, but we have to have faith that God has His timing. We need to have faith that God will answer because He loves us. So if He hadn't answered yet, He must have His will. So we need to believe that God's not trying to make us suffer. Like He wasn't telling Martha and Mary that, you know, you have to go through this time of suffering first. Because when they came to Jesus, Lazarus was already dead. He wasn't saying, oh, just wait till he dies and let you suffer a bit more. So Jesus knows each one of us. And when we're under this oppression, that Jesus feels, knows what we're feeling. Because Jesus is walking with us on this journey. Do you understand? So we cannot be in despair. We need to take up our faith. And we also cannot be arrogant. We need to be humble. So this is the first point. When we pray, we have to have faith and humility. Secondly, a life that a life that enters into the kingdom of God. So it's talking about the little children and the rich ruler. So the people brought the babies to Jesus. There's two points here. The first one is that to enter the kingdom of God, you have to be like a little child. You have to be humble like a little child. And we have to rely on God just like a little child. Just like how these people were brought the babies to Jesus. And when they came to Jesus, they wanted Jesus to bless them. They knew that they could trust in Him and rely on Him. They were humble. They had a need. And children have this trait that they have nothing and they have to depend on others. So when they came to Jesus, they were depending on Jesus. They had to trust in Him, rely on Him. So when you come to Jesus, you believe that He will take care of you. So this is the first point. The second point is that we need to receive children. We need to welcome them. Because in the kingdom of God, we need to reach out to these people who have needs. So how can we enter into the kingdom of God? We need to be like children. Yet, we also need to welcome children. We should not push them away or rebuke the children. We shouldn't hinder them. We need to welcome people that have needs. So if the Jewish people are not willing to come, you got to go find the Gentiles. So whoever has a need, we must go and reach out to them to bring them into the kingdom of God. So this is a life that can sustain the kingdom of God. So verse 18 to verse 30, this is talking about the rich ruler. So the ruler asked Jesus, and says, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? How can I enter into the kingdom of God? But Jesus saw his need. And he said to him, did you keep the commandments? And this ruler said, oh, I've kept them all. And Jesus said, one more thing, you still lack one thing. He says, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. But he became very sad when he heard this because he was a man of great wealth. And Jesus saw that he was a person of wealth. And maybe he was very covetous of having a wealth. But Jesus wanted him to sell all he had. So if you are somebody in the kingdom of God, you have to be someone who is a giver. You need to be a giver. Someone who gives. Also, when we're talking about the children, you also have to give. You have to welcome those people who have needs. Not only do we ask Jesus to fulfill our need, but we also have to be the one to fulfill other people's needs or satisfy their needs. So that means we have to be a giver. We need to be a gift to those who have needs. But here, this ruler, he was very wealthy, but he wasn't willing to do that. He said, you have to give all of this away and then come and follow me. Do not follow your wealth. Do not follow mammon. And then in verse 26 to 30, there's three different teachings here. He says, He said, it's hard for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And when they heard this, they said, who can be saved then? Verse 26. So wealth will hinder us from entering into the kingdom of God. Well, maybe we should say it this way. Coveting wealth will hinder us from entering into the kingdom of God, because that means we're not able to give. So to be able to give, then we can enter into the kingdom of heaven. Then we can follow God and follow Him into the kingdom. And they said, okay, then there won't be possible. But Jesus said, what is impossible with men, it is possible with God. Because as long as we're willing to follow Jesus, then we can do it. We really need to be a person who is a giver. So say to your neighbor, you can be a giver. You can be a blessing to others. We're not supposed to accumulate a lot of wealth. But when we have, we should give to others. God gives it to us so that we can be a blessing to others. Amen? And we can do it. So number three, so when we are a blessing like this to others, and we give all for the sake of the gospel, Jesus says that we will receive much in this age and in the age to come. So now, when we enter into the kingdom of God, we have to understand how to receive the blessing and also to be a blessing. Okay, let's go to the last section. Verse 31 to 43, and it's talking about following. So, smaller A, Jesus and the beggar. So the first part is talking about Jesus and his 12 disciples. So he took him up to Jerusalem. They were going up together with the 12 to Jerusalem.
He
says, we're not going for a walk, but he says, we're going to go and fulfill everything that the prophets have said about the Son of God. It will be fulfilled. He says, not only that his disciples will also face danger. So they were going up together. They knew that it was going to be dangerous. So everything that was written by the prophets must be fulfilled. And he says, Jesus was talking about how he would be handed over and how he would suffer. But the disciples didn't understand what he was talking about. Actually, there's a teaching here that we need to learn. Jesus needed his disciples to follow him. And Jesus was also following the path that his Father had marked out for him. And this was written in the prophets, written by the prophets. And so Jesus had to obey his Father. So to enter into the kingdom of God, you have to give. You have to have faith. You have to have humility. And to enter into the kingdom of God, we can see that we must have faith. Jesus trusted in God, and he trusted that the prophecies would be fulfilled. He obeyed in humility. He took his disciples with him. The disciples must also humble themselves and follow Jesus. So this is something that they had to lay down themselves. They had to sacrifice. Not only did Jesus teach about giving out our wealth, but people that enter into the kingdom of God, they also need to know how to suffer and to lay down their lives. Jesus said, I'm going up. I'm going to lay down my life. I'm going up to Jerusalem. And he told his disciples, follow me, because one day you're going to also have to lay down your life. Peter had to lay down his life. Thomas had to lay down his life. Matthew had to lay down his life. Each and every disciple had to lay down their life.
最后去世嘅系约翰。
And in the end, the last one to die was John. And he had to go to the Isle of Patmos and be exiled there. Each and every disciple had to live for Jesus and they had to die for Jesus. They all had to follow Jesus. Brothers and sisters, you and I, we are the same. We're no different. Today, maybe Jesus doesn't need us to be a martyr. But we need to be a person who has this heart, this determination to lay down our lives and to suffer for Him. Because when we do this, then we can enter into the kingdom of God. Not only that, that we can bring the kingdom of God here. And this will be fulfilling the kingdom of God. So when Jesus went up to Jerusalem with the disciples, he was fulfilling what the prophets had said. He was going to bring salvation. If there were no disciples, Jesus would have still brought salvation. But if the disciples didn't go up to Jerusalem, if they didn't follow him, if no one followed Jesus, this salvation would have just, it would have just been Jesus dying on the cross and bringing salvation, but it wouldn't, they wouldn't have had a part. So Jesus went up with the disciples. The disciples followed Jesus there, and we need to follow the same.
So
when we're doing the Revival 99 of these 99 days, we're following Jesus. We're doing this with Him. And every night the Holy Spirit comes and we all receive the Holy Spirit every night and we impart the Holy Spirit to each one. Amen? So verse 35 to verse 43. So we're talking about the blind man, the beggar that was in Jericho, that he was using faith and he was using his humility to cry out to God, to Jesus. And then he experienced a miracle. He received his sight. And then he followed Jesus and he went up to Jerusalem with he went up with Jesus. And I think this blind man, he represents many of us. We have blind eyes, but our eyes need to be open and follow Jesus to accomplish the salvation, just like the salvation, and follow just like the disciples did. So what is it today, brothers and sisters, that we cannot lay down? Jesus said when His kingdom comes, we need to enter into the kingdom. We need to lay down our wealth. We need to lay down our lives. We need to lay down the comforts of our life and go up to Jerusalem. And we need to face a lot of difficulty. But with the salvation that it brings is big. Not only you and I can go into the kingdom of God, but this kingdom of God will come upon the whole earth. So today when we're following Jesus, I believe that the kingdom of God needs to come to Asia. It's not a question of when, but the question is how much am I willing to follow Jesus? How much do I trust Him? How much do I pray? Do I pray day and night? Am I crying out to Him? Do I have a prayer that's full of faith? Do I have humility? Am I willing to lay it all down? Lay down my wealth? This is the question we should be asking. Amen? Okay, let's come and worship our Lord. We hope you enjoyed today's message. Please do join us again and be blessed. If you're able to, please join us tonight for Revival 99 service.